You're listening to the Tennis.com podcast, and here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Hi, everyone. This is the first Press Room podcast of the French Open 2014 edition. I am Ed McGrogan speaking with Pete Botto, who's in Paris. Wanted to catch up with Pete before his day really begins out there on a big development happened on day two with Stan Wawrinka losing. Pete, it was a pretty sullen performance from him, I thought, on the court, even off the court at the Press Room afterwards. Just, you know, what was the sense you kind of got from Stan as a whole? Because this is, I think, a pretty sizable upset.
Well, the sense I got from him really was of overwhelming maturity, which sounds like an odd thing to say maybe after a loss like that. But, you know, he was very, very eloquent in talking about, you know, why a guy like him could lose a match like this under these conditions. And, you know, let's remember starting off that this is his first Grand Slam since he won his first Grand Slam. And that really is definitely a different situation, different pressures, different demands. And he did not handle them well, but much to his credit, he acknowledged that, and he was very clear talking us through it.
And so with that, you would say that this almost bodes well for him, not the loss itself, but I think the way you're saying that he handled it going forward, I think he recognizes his place in this, you know, elite ruling class in the sport, and, you know, going forward that may bode well for him.
Well, he recognizes his place insofar as his place is somewhere down there in a pecking order, and this has given him a better idea of why those guys are up so high in a pecking order. Let me just read you a little bit of a direct quote from his transcript here. He said, talking about what happened today and how he prepared and what happened during the match and how he lost the match, he said, "I think it's just a different story. Now it's a different picture for my career. I need to put the puzzle back together, but differently than in the past, because now it's after winning a Grand Slam, a Masters 1000, and being number three in the world. Everything is different, and I still didn't find the pieces." And he gave an interesting insight into what a guy goes through when he's in that stage, when he said, quote, "I expect more from myself. I'm not happy with small things, with little things, even when I'm playing okay. I'm not really happy because I know how well I can play." What he was saying there really was that, you know, his practices were good. He felt good going in. He's a Grand Slam champion. But during the match, he didn't really have the patience and the sort of calmness he would need to not, you know, get tripped up by making a bad error or by getting a break and then giving a break back like he did in the first set, and, you know, which had a real shaping influence on the match. So he was very good about it, articulating what is in essence for him a learning process. Either he's going to learn it and become, you know, a solid force for the next 3-4 years up in the top five, or he's not going to learn it and realize why he wasn't.
Yeah, and, you know, he played, Garcia Lopez, who I think you've probably seen, you know, once or twice in your day. You know, it was one of the tougher draws you could have as a seeded player. We talk a lot about how the French Open and the Slams perhaps seed too many players. You know, a lot of people want to see that go down to 16 instead of 32. You know, in this case, Wawrinka, I think, drew one of the shortest straws here, getting a player, you know, ranked just outside the top 32, but really a very savvy clay quarter. You know, Garcia Lopez himself played very well in this match. You know, what it was really, though, in essence, was Wawrinka, I think, really just imploding with, you know, a kind of a colossal 62 unforced errors and just not resembling the player that we saw not only in Australia but in Monte Carlo. It was kind of a strange way for him to end such a really a kind of amazing run through the first, you know, 4 months of the year. And I think it's just kind of curious to see where Stan takes this, because I think, you know, people could make cases for either way. I think there'd be some strong arguments.
Well, you know, Garcia Lopez is a very tricky guy too. He's a guy other players don't really like to play. He's kind of tricky. Some people have accused him of being a bit of a gamesman. He's just a kind of a slippery character in a sense. So so when he's on, yeah, he's a very, very tough opponent. I think, Stan acknowledged, you know, he said when he looked at the match, he said it was completely flat. He wasn't relaxed with his own game and he wasn't aggressive. He said he played some bad rallies. He was thinking too much on his backhand from the middle. Everything was terrible, basically, is how he summed it up. You know, he said he doesn't have any answers, but I want to tell you something interesting. This is just a little sidelight, but it's pretty funny. they, you know, somebody inevitably asked him whether he talked to Roger Federer after this. You know, would Roger counsel him, you know, about this? And this, you got to hear his answer because it was pretty funny. He said, "Roger is not my coach, so no, I didn't. He has a lot to deal with his family, with his career, with everything. I'm not talking at all to Roger about that. You know, first, he doesn't have time. Second, I don't have time, and I have a good team around me, and I think it will be fine."
It's inescapable, the link between those guys. The ghost of Roger Federer still haunts Stan in mysterious ways, you might say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Pete, well, I want to let you get back to today at the French Open. Like I said, Pete will be there throughout the whole 2 weeks. We'll be catching up with him with some more Press Room podcasts and obviously his reports from Paris. So, Pete, thank you. And listeners, come back for more on tennis.com.
You've been enjoying Tennis.com's weekly podcast. Thanks for listening. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com